AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden has a message for victims of Hurricane Helene in the South.
I see you, I hear you, I grieve with you, and I promise you we have your back.
The president was in Florida and Georgia today. Helene has killed at least 200 people in six states. The president spoke to the owner of a pecan farm in Georgia that got hit hard by Helene.
And he showed me what he lost, talked about what he lost, and his dad. Acres of orchards wiped out, trees uprooted, debris everywhere. Decades of progress gone in a single instant. But through it all, Buck hadn't lost hope.
Roughly half of Helene's victims were in North Carolina. Melania Trump has exposed a stark contrast with her husband leading up to Election Day.
There is no room for compromise when it comes to this essential right that all women possess from birth. Individual freedom.
It's a rare expression of her personal political views. In a social media video posted before the release of her memoir, the former First Lady reveals her backing for abortion rights.
What does my body, my choice really mean?
Her position is at odds not just with much of the GOP, but nominee Donald Trump, who's been struggling to find a consistent message on abortion, wedged between anti-abortion supporters in his base and the majority of Americans who back abortion rights. He said this week he'd veto a federal abortion ban, but he's also taken credit for returning the abortion question to states, many of whom have adopted abortion bans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A judge ripped into a Colorado County clerk, Tina Peters, before sentencing her to 9 years in prison for a data breach scheme spawned from the rampant false claims about voting machine fraud in the 2020 presidential race. Stocks finished lower. This is AP News. NATO's new leader visited Ukraine.
In a news conference in Kyiv, Mark Rutte, the former Dutch Prime Minister and now NATO's new Secretary General, reiterated NATO's unwavering support for Ukraine.
Ukraine is closer to NATO than ever before.
Rutte met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv as air raid sirens twice went off in the Ukrainian capital. The new head of NATO vowed when he took office recently to help shore up Western support for Ukraine. Ukraine has been fighting Russia's full-scale invasion since February 2022. The nation has recently been on the defensive due to a relentless Russian army push in eastern regions. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Internal Revenue Service is expanding its program that allows people to file their taxes directly with the agency for free. Direct File will be open to more than 30 million people in 24 states for the 2025 tax filing season. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.